Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as helpmeets that are suitable, adaptable, and complementary. First, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, because we want to do what you have called forth for us to do. In fact, we want to do what you created us to do, which is help. What you created us to do, which is be suitable, adaptable, and complementary. So we just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. Anytime we have not done what you've asked of us in your word, anytime we've sinned or fallen short, Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us because we want to come to you pure. We want to come to you holy. We want to come to you righteously. So Father, we ask you to forgive us for any sins, anything we've done where we knew about it or we didn't know about it, known or unknown, Lord God. And you're such a forgiving God, and you forgive us as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. So we're cleansed and we're holy and we're entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thanking you in advance, Lord God, because we know when we come together in unity, when we come together in oneness, there you are in the midst of us. So since you're in the midst and since we have authority and since we have agreement, Lord God, we're going to say hallelujah and thank you in advance because we already know that prayer changes things. We already know that we're standing in righteousness and our prayers are about to avail. Our prayers for our priests, prophets, and kings. Some things are about to happen in the atmosphere. So we're saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God ahead of time. I don't have to see it in the natural. Glory, hallelujah. In order to thank you for it, because I already know when we put things in the atmosphere, when I believe your word, something changes in the earth. So we're bringing our kings before you, Lord God, knowing that when we pray, knowing that when our hearts are fixed towards your word, and when we believe your word and when we stand on your word, things are already happening in the earth in the name of Jesus. So Father, we put on the whole armor of God onto our kings. Hallelujah. In advance, we put on the whole armor of God. We put that whole armor on our kings. We put it on ourselves. Lord, we're coming to you pure, but Lord, we know there's a devil. And we know there's an enemy, but God, your word is stronger than every enemy. With your word is stronger than every curse. Your word is stronger than anything the devil has tried to do in the past or anything the devil has tried to do recently. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we cover our kings under your mighty hand. And we say in the name of Jesus, we're putting on the whole armor of God because your word says. See, the thing is, we believe your word, God, before we see anything. And your word says, if we put on the whole armor of God, my Lord. So we put on, we're visually, some of us need to visualize. We're putting on the whole armor of God onto our kings. So we put on the whole armor of God, his helmet of salvation, his breastplate of righteousness. We're declaring his loins are girded about with truth. They got the belt of truth on to keep things secure, to keep things holy, to keep things righteous. In Jesus' name, their shoes are, their feet are sharp with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He's got a sword of the spirit in one hand. He's got a shield of faith in the other hand. And in the name of Jesus, his entire armor is on. In Jesus' name, it's necessary for us to decree and declare they have on the full armor of God. God, you are their rear guard. They're covered from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet. The devil is afraid of a king who has confidence. The devil is afraid of a king who has confidence. So no weapon formed against his confidence will be able to prosper. And devil, we're letting you know the kings I'm praying for, the kings we're coming into agreement, the kings we're covering have on the full armor of God. They're covered, Lord God. I say in Jesus' name, every fiery dart of the enemy ends up back at the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. We are allowed to put on the full armor. We have the anointing to put on the full armor. We have the right to put on the full armor. Our kings have on the full armor of God. So nothing, I said nothing, and no weapon formed against their confidence will be able to prosper. Lord, I thank you that you have given us a target. And in Jesus' name, we're decreeing and declaring because of what you're doing in the kings, because of what you're doing right now, because of what is happening in the earth, because the kings are rising up, I decree right now that the assignment of shame is taken off of them so they can walk in confidence. Every assignment of shame is sent back to the pit of hell. Every assignment of shame is stopped right now in the name of Jesus. They will not be ashamed of their past. Ooh, glory to God, the Davidic anointed in Jesus' name. They will not be afraid of what has happened in the past. God, you did not give them a spirit of fear. You did not give them a spirit of fear. We're decreeing and declaring. You've given them power. You've given them love. And you've given them a sound mind. You've given them power. You've given them love. And you've given them a sound mind. We're decreeing that. We're standing on that today. There is nothing the enemies can do from their past. There's nothing the enemy can suggest. There's nothing the enemy can tempt them with that will hinder their confidence. We're speaking that our kings are bold as lions. Bold as lions. I'm decreeing right now, because your word tells me if I there's life in my tongue. There's life in our tongues as help meets. So we are speaking right now. We are speaking right now. We're decreeing right now. There's life. We're giving life to their confidence. Hallelujah. We're giving life to their confidence. We're saying Jesus' name. Fear is eradicated, and power, love, and a sound mind. Love, power, and a sound mind. That's their portion. Love, power, and a sound mind. That's their portion. In the name of Jesus, every assignment of fear, God says in his word that we can pull down the strongholds. Pull down the stronghold of fear and shame. Pull down the stronghold, because lions are arising in the name of Jesus. Kings are coming in Jesus' name. Royal priesthood is what you call them. We are decreeing and declaring they are a royal priesthood. They have the confidence to walk like lions. They have the confidence to lead their families. They have the confidence to walk with an authority in the earth in the name of Jesus. My King, Gerald Benton Jr., is bold as a lion. Your king. Our kings are bold as lions. So we pull down every stronghold. God says strongholds can be pulled down. God's word says we pull down every stronghold and any high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We're saying in Jesus' name, our kings have the knowledge of God. They have the knowledge of who they are. They have the knowledge of who you've set them to be in the order of the household. They have the knowledge of what your word says about them. They have the knowledge of who you created when you formed them in their mother's womb. I thank you, Lord God, whoever you created when you formed them in their mother's womb. When you created a priest, prophet, and king, when you created a man of God, when you created a man of honor, when you created a man of valor, where you created a man after God's own heart, where you created, he has the knowledge of God. We're declaring it. The confidence comes when they know who they are. The confidence comes when they know who they are. So we're decreeing and declaring on YouTube, Clubhouse, Facebook, all over the world. We're decreeing and declaring they have the confidence to know who you created them to be. They have not only the confidence to know who you've created them to be, but to walk in who you created them to be in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. We have an understanding as his helper. We know, Lord God, as his helper. We have knowledge of who they are, and we are assisting them and helping them get confidence in their assignment, confidence in their call, confidence in who God has called for them to be. We decree it in the atmosphere. We declare it in the atmosphere. And because you said it, God, we believe it. I thank you, Lord God, that we can speak that you are increasing the faith of our kings. We can ask for increased faith in the name of Jesus. Faith increase on my part. Faith increase on my king's part. They know who they are in the name of Jesus. They know who you've called for them to be. They have a great understanding of who you've created them to be, and they walk in it with confidence. They know who they are. I know who he is. When I tell you in the name of Jesus, God, show us who they are. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ask for increased faith. To stand on who you said they are. They are the heads of the household. They have confidence to walk as heads of the household. They have confidence to walk as men of God in the name of Jesus. So increase our faith. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're increasing the faith of the helpmeets, that you're increasing the faith of the kings. Lord, your word says we can ask for increased faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. I say in Jesus' name, we have confidence in your word because we may not see it. We have confidence in your word, God, even if we don't see it, because faith needs to increase so we can stand on the word that you've spoken. We can stand on the word of God. We can stand on the word that you've shown us in a vision, shown us in dreams. We're speaking the confidence of our kings are coming up because we have an understanding of who they are and we can help them. Oh, glory to God. We can help them increase their confidence in the name of Jesus. Pains of the past and memory recall, negative memory recall. We eradicate you now in the name of Jesus. We put negative memory recall under our feet and stomp it in the name of Jesus. We step on the assignment that's trying to hinder their confidence, that's trying to hinder them from walking upright, that's trying to hinder them from walking tall, that's trying to hinder them from pressing toward the mark. We say in the name of Jesus, Gerald Benton Jr., press toward the mark of the high calling. You have the confidence to press toward the mark of the high calling. Call out your king. You shall press toward the mark of the high calling. You shall walk boldly in your call. You shall do what God has called you to do. Some of the kings are getting instructions that truly have been pretty big. Lord, some of the king's instructions, they're afraid to bring it to the help meet. They're afraid to say it out loud. They're afraid to dream big. So in Jesus' name, we're declaring you shall dream and you shall dream big. Dream big. See what God is saying. Decree it and declare it. In the name of Jesus, I set an atmosphere. Lord, have mercy. We set an atmosphere in our households that allows the kings to trust us, that allows the kings to trust the God in us, that allows the kings to trust what God is telling them, trust who God called them to be. And we're decreeing and declaring their confidence is increasing because they trust you, Lord, with their whole heart. So dream big, Gerald Benton Jr. Decree big, Gerald Benton Jr. Increase your faith, Gerald Benton Jr. I'm speaking to your confidence to have faith. I'm speaking to your confidence to speak what God has said. I'm speaking to your confidence, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to increase your faith, to decree what God has said, to understand the high calling, to be able to press beyond any doubt. We push aside any doubt. Yeah, we can't have doubt and unbelief. We can't have doubt and unbelief and confidence at the same time. So all assignments are unbelief. We send you back to the pit of hell. We take the sword of the spirit and cut off all unbelief. We've had to decree faith and cut off unbelief. Take the sword of the spirit and cut off every demonic cord that's trying to cause our kings not to believe in who they are, not to believe in what God has called for them to do. Every assignment of doubt and fear and shame, we shut it down in the name of Jesus. We're pulling down strongholds today. We got to be strong in the Lord. We're decreeing and declaring our kings are strong in the Lord and in the power of the might of God. We're declaring you have confidence because you're strong in the Lord. You have confidence because you know who God has called you to be. You have confidence because you're walking in faith and not by sight. You walk by faith and not by sight. So cut off all unbelief. Oh, there's no unbelief. We know the assignment is big to be the head of a household. We know the assignment is big to come out of sin. We know the assignment is big to come from among them. But God, in the name of Jesus, we're declaring our kings are strong in the Lord. They are strong in the Lord. They are strong in the Lord. To walk in love, power, and a sound mind, to walk as a priest, prophet, and king, they've got to be strong in the Lord. So we're making that declaration. Whatever we have to do, whatever we have to pray, whatever we have to speak to them, I thank you, Father, that we create an atmosphere where they feel confident that they are strong in the Lord. We speak to them with honor. We speak to them with respect. Lord, in Jesus' name, the confidence is increasing because of the honor is increasing. The confidence is increasing because honor is increasing. I decree and declare their confidence is increasing because the honor is increasing. I say that again. We're going to decree it together. Their confidence is increasing because the honor is increasing. As the kings are honored and respected, their confidence shall increase. And as their confidence increases, they're getting bolder, more and more bold settled in the Lord, more and more understanding of who they are, more and more confident that they can trust the Lord with their whole heart, that they can walk in by faith and not by sight. I thank you, Lord God, that when we as helpmeets come together in oneness, when we as helpmeets come together and use the authority we have in agreement to speak to their confidence, we will increase the honor and respect so they can walk with confidence, so they can walk like lions, so they can walk like kings, so they can operate as PPKs in the name of Jesus. The honor is increasing, so the confidence is there. In Jesus' name, God, show us how to honor in a new way. As they go into a new season, show us how to respect and honor in a new way. Show us where we need to increase. Show us where we need to fortify, because we're saying in the name of Jesus, when they walk tall, when they walk confidently, they're walking as kings in the name of Jesus. So we set ablaze every assignment that's trying to cause them to shrink back. Oh no, in Jesus' name, my king is standing tall. My king is doing the will of God. Shrinking back is not your portion. Being small is not your portion. Going backwards, not your portion, king. It's not your portion to shrink back. It's not your portion to go backwards. It's not your portion to feel like you don't belong or to feel like you can't accomplish. In Jesus' name, if nothing else, Gerald Benton Jr. shall know he shall accomplish everything God has set for him to accomplish. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You will live and not die. Every assignment that was given to you, not only the assignments that were given to you, but some of the assignments that was given to your ancestors, you shall accomplish everything. You shall have the confidence to walk tall. You shall have the confidence to do what God has called you to do. You shall have the confidence to say, I'm going to accomplish what God has said. I've got the faith and a help me. Lord have mercy. I got the faith that's necessary. I trust in the Lord, and I got a help me by my side that believes in the God in me, believes in what God has called me to do, believes in what God has said I am, who God says I am, in the name of Jesus. I don't care what we see. I don't care what others have said. I don't care what the past looked like. When I say in Jesus' name, my prayer is about what God said. Our prayers are about what the word says. Our prayers are believing God, not characters and not behaviors and not situations and not circumstances. We believe God. We believe in the destiny of our kings. We believe in the prophecies over our king's assignment. The prophecies, Lord, have mercy. Fortify the prophecies. They've got the confidence to hear the prophetic words over their lives and walk in it. Walk tall. Walk in it confidently in the name of Jesus. The prophetic words are coming to pass. The prophetic words are coming to pass. I say right now, these prophetic words shall come to pass instantly, quickly, forthwith, in the name of Jesus. Remove the delay. Hey, remove the delay. My God, we've got enough agreement to remove delay in the name of Jesus. I don't know who's on right now, but some of you got some new faith. My Lord, I can feel the faith, and it gave us a new level of strength. And in this new level, we can remove the delay in the name of Jesus. Every assignment of demonic delay, you have been removed and cast into the sea. We speak to the mountain of doubt, doubt of who you are, kings. Oh, we speak to that mountain. It is removed. We remove the delay. The prophetic words are coming to pass. We remove the delay because there's new faith and new honor. We remove the delay, those demonic delays, things that are trying to stop them from accomplishing, things that are trying to stop them from getting saved, delivered, and set free, things that are trying to stop them from doing what God has said. I say in the name of Jesus, we've got enough faith to remove the delay. We use the authority. We use the agreement. We remove all delays in the name of Jesus. Delays from addictions and delays from sin and delays from things they need to be delivered from, and delays from poverty or lack. Delays from us, poor mentality. Delays from temptations in the name of Jesus. When I say we can remove it, we shall remove it. It is moved now in the name of Jesus. We speak to every delay, every demonic delay. You no longer have power. You no longer have authority over our kings. You no longer stand in the way. Our kings are operating with confidence in who they are, with confidence in being priests, prophets, and kings, with confidence in being men of God, with confidence in being the godly husbands God has called for them to be, with confidence to being the men of valor. Oh, Jesus. When I say kings are arising with confidence and fear of the Lord, not fear of man, but fear of the Lord, there's a reverence that's coming over them to walk in the confidence of God. There's a reverence that's coming over them to walk in the confidence of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a reverence. Lord, have mercy. We speak a supernatural reverence over them. Oh, they revere God. Hallelujah. They revere God in the name of Jesus, because the delay has moved, the dross and the confusion and the smoke screen of sin, the dross and the confusion and the smoke screen of doubt has been moved. You can see, King, to walk in your assignment. You can see, King, to have the confidence to be all God has called you to be. No longer will assignments of feeling like you cannot accomplish things. No longer will the assignment of feeling like you are a little boy. We remove delayed assignments. We remove arrested development in Jesus' name. Anything that's caused delay, demonic delays have been removed. So arrested development, you no longer have any grips. My God, the grip you tried to have on our kings, you must loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Demonic delays and arrested development, you've been identified. Demonic delays and arrested development, you have been identified. And when we identify something, when the thief is caught, glory to God, when the thief is caught, we now get our recompense. The thief was arrested development. When there's arrested development, when there's a poor identification of who they are, poor ideas and poor thoughts of who they are, in Jesus' name, you are not a little boy. When you were a child, you spoke as a child, but because you are a man, King, you shall walk like a king. You shall talk like a king. You put away childish things. You put away childish things. You got the confidence, hallelujah, to put away childish things. All things are passed away. I'm saying in Jesus' name, these kings are walking like new kings, new kings, new kings. All things are passed away. Behold, all things shall become new. All things are becoming new according to our kings. They've got the confidence to walk in their new. I know it's unfamiliar. I know you've never done it before, but in the name of Jesus, I know I doubted in the past. I know others have doubted in the past, but in the name of Jesus, we're declaring you got the confidence to walk in something you've never done. You got the confidence to sit at the boardroom. You got the confidence to walk into new things. You got the confidence to walk by faith and not by sight. You got the confidence to decree and declare. You got the confidence to pray out loud. You got the confidence to sit and stand on faith. You got the confidence to make declarations in the name of Jesus. You got the confidence to be a strong father. You got the confidence to be a strong husband. You got the confidence to be a provider in the name of Jesus. It's confidence that's necessary. But arrested development, when they were a child, they spoke as a child, but in the name of Jesus, they put away childish things. They put away childish things. So where the thief was just caught, arrested development, you have no right to touch our kings. I bind the assignment of arrested development, and God's word says whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we're saying glory to God. We're coming into agreement. We bind arrested development. Anything that caused them to be immature in their salvation, immature in their deliverance, immature in their operating as a priest, prophet, and king. Immaturity, we shut you down in the name of Jesus. We eradicate immaturity. We cut it off. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. No longer their immature thoughts or immature actions. We speak maturity because you are a king. We honor you from a position of maturity. Regardless of what we see, regardless of what has happened, we honor you as a mature king in the name of Jesus. We see it before we see it. We pray it until we see it. And when we see it, we know how to protect it. We pray it until we see it. And when we see it, we know how to protect it. We believe in the maturity of our kings. We believe in the maturity of our kings. They are developing as priests, prophets, and kings. We speak to their development. We speak to the confidence to develop, the confidence to do new things, the confidence to walk tall, the confidence to say, I am a priest, prophet, and king. I am the man of this house. I am the head of the house. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. They got the confidence to declare the word over themselves. Hallelujah. They've got the confidence to say, I know who God has called me to be. They've got the confidence to decree the word. They've got the confidence to pray out loud. When I say I hear kings praying out loud, hallelujah, the muzzle has been removed because the confidence is there. When the honor is there and the arrested development has been sent back to the pit of hell, they walk in this confidence. I hear kings praying out loud. I hear kings praying in tongues. I hear kings praying in agreement. I hear kings decreeing and declaring. I hear kings standing tall and preaching and teaching the word and prophesying in Jesus' name. I hear kings praying over their children. I hear kings praying over their wives in the name of Jesus. Pray without ceasing, King. Pray without ceasing. When we remove the doubt, when we remove the fear, when we declare their confidence in the Lord, they pray without ceasing. They pray over their assignments. They pray over their household. I see kings declaring and having confidence in the Lord, having confidence in the fact that they've hidden the word of God in their heart so they do not sin against God. I see kings having the confidence to get past addictions and the confidence to get past demonic shyness. Woo, that's a thing. In the name of Jesus, demonic shy. Yeah. Yeah, right there. There's some people that are shy, but it's demonic. It's not actually a trait. It's a muzzling. So every demonic assignment or characteristic that was only placed on them to keep them quiet. Oh, no, you've been arrested. You've been located. They will have the confidence to speak. No, no longer saying I'm shy. That's why I don't pray. And I'm shy. And that's why I don't do this. And no, the devil is a liar. Stop. We're stomping that assignment now in the name of Jesus. No, no, because there's power in a king praying out loud. Yeah, there's power in a king decreeing and declaring. There's power in a king knowing he can prophesy. There's the power in a king knowing he is a king, knowing what God has said about him in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father, Lord have mercy. I thank you, Father, that you're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing in the name of Jesus. You are doing a new thing. Glory to God. You are doing a new thing. Glory, hallelujah. You are doing a new thing. Praying without ceasing. Praying out loud. Praying over your children. The confidence is there to do it. Yeah, the confidence. Supernatural confidence. Supernatural confidence in the name of Jesus. They've got supernatural confidence. We remove all doubt and fear that's trying to stop them from declaring. Kings are declaring over their families. Kings are declaring over their finances. Kings are declaring over their situation and circumstances in the name of Jesus. And we can see the kings. If you can literally hear the kings, hallelujah, hear them, see it, believe it. Hear it, see it, believe it. These kings are praying in confidence. They've hidden the word of God in their heart, so it's coming out of their mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when I say in the name of Jesus, they've got confidence in who they are. They've got confidence in how they sound. They embrace how they sound. They've got the confidence to embrace however God created them. However God created them, they have the confidence to walk in it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And we're pulling down assignments of pride. Oh, yeah, Leviathan thought he was going to slip in. Oh, the devil is a liar. Oh, the devil is a liar. They walk in confidence, but not an assignment of pride. Yeah, there's a fine line, and we're going to draw the line in the sand. Devil, you're not bringing an assignment of Leviathan or pride in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, we've got humble but confident. Humble but confident. Ooh, Lord, the spirit of humility is coming over our kings. Even though they're confident, they will remain humble. Even though they're confident, they will remain humble. In the name of Jesus, they humble themselves under your mighty hand. Even as they walk in confidence, even as they increase their confidence, we pull down any assignment of pride. Oh no, this is confidence in godly confidence, but no pride. In the name of Jesus, push the assignment of pride back to the pit of hell. The devil thinks he's slick, but not today. In the name of Jesus, not any day. When the kings have helpmeets that are suitable, adaptable, complementary, and know who they are, they can see the tricks, the schemes of the devil. We already put the whole armor of God on them. So the assignment of pride can't touch our kings. They will be confident in the Lord. They will be confident in who they are, but the assignment of pride won't touch them. We remove every prideful thought, prideful act in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall in any way harm or hurt them. I thank you, Lord God, that the assignment of pride never touches them. As they walk with confidence, the assignment of pride is already cut at the knees. Cut off the assignment of pride. No, that slick serpent tried us, but the devil is a liar. Expose the devil. Expose the enemy. Expose him. And when he is caught again, more recompense. The devil don't try us. Oh no, we'll get ours. We will get ours. It's not a good idea. When you know it's not a good idea. Yeah, because we're going to keep arresting the devil. We'll keep identifying demons. We'll keep identifying strongholds. Yeah, no. In the name of Jesus,